We welcome you back on the Cacique pregame show for our Peak Roofing and Construction pregame interview. Game 3 this week against the Tulsa Drillers is coming up. I'm Jack Smith, joined by the man who homered again last night, Marcus Lee Sang. Marcus, thanks for taking the time.
Yeah, thanks for having me, man.
You entered last week without an extra base hit this year, but you responded with 3 doubles on Tuesday. Now you've hit 3 home runs in your last 5 games. What do you think is going so right with your swing right now?
I think it's taking it one day at a time, you know, just focusing on winning every day. It's kind of putting myself in the best situation to succeed every day.
As for this offense as a whole, it's been just a roaring hot start. You have a kind of a front seat view of it. What are your thoughts on what this offense has done this year?
Yeah, I mean, we can hit. Situational hitting is huge for us. Just, you know, we got the right guys in the lineup. I mean, bats are hot right now. So, you know, just trusting the guy in front of you and behind you. I mean, just trying to create some offense and score some runs.
When was the moment that you kind of knew this offense up and down could hit?
Oh, I knew in spring training. As soon as I started meeting these guys in BP, I mean, live ABs, I knew these guys can swing that bat. So it's been exciting. It's been a good time, especially with these guys. As much as they are good players, they're great people as well.
You spent 6 seasons in the Phillies organization, so this was your first spring training as a member of the Rangers organization. What was that like?
Yeah, it was different. Clearwater was home for me for the past 7 years. Going out to Arizona was definitely a new environment, but I mean, being around the coaching staff and the players as well, it made for an easy transition.
Biggest differences between Florida spring training and Arizona spring training are what?
The humidity. I would definitely say the humidity in clear water versus the dryness out there. The ball definitely flies a lot better out in Arizona, so that made a lot more fun.
It's early, but do you have a preference between the two?
I mean, Clearwater has always been home, but I enjoy both of them.
With you joining the Rangers organization, who are some of the people that you've turned to as a new member of the org for hitting advice?
Yeah, Jared Walker, he's been a huge help with me. Our hitting coach, Hardy, helped out a lot, especially early on, being able to just kind of put myself in a good position to know what pitches I'm looking for. Yeah, it's just been great. Everybody's been a huge help to me ever since I've gotten here, so I'm just excited to just keep it rolling.
Talking with Frisco outfielder Marcus Lee Sang here on the Cacique pregame show, what's something that you and Jason Hart have been working on this season with your swing?
You know, just kind of staying down on the ball, knowing what we're looking for, you know, just staying through the baseball, just keeping it simple also, you know, just see it and hit it.
What is it like for a guy when you do change organizations after you've got so much familiarity with the one that you came from?
I look at it like it's experience, you know. You meet so many different people. I mean, you'll be surprised how you're connected to them and how other people know them as well. So being able to, I guess, just stay with it, you know, just stay with it.
I feel like in minor league baseball, you kind of have to have that mindset of stay with it. You see so many different things, and you've spent 6 prior seasons in minor league baseball. What are some things you feel like you've learned about life in minor leagues and yourself?
Yeah, I would say just understanding challenges, you know, like everything is a new opportunity, even though maybe things don't go your way. It's just being able to bounce back and keep it rolling.
That's a wrap on part 1 of our Peak Roofing and Construction pregame interview with Frisco outfielder Marcus Lee Sang. We'll play part 2 tomorrow as the Riders take on the Drillers in game 4 of this series, but game 3 is just right around the corner. We'll be back soon on the Cacique pregame show with starting lineups presented by Baylor Scott and White Health. See you in a bit.